The success of Syrian rebels against Damascus forces in the last few days is offering Turkey an opportunity to secure key strategic goals in Syria. The lightning offensive by Syrian rebel forces of Hayat Tahrir el-Sham and the Syrian National Army could open the door for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to establish a dialogue he has wanted with his Syrian counterpart Bashar al-Assad. Until now, Assad has rejected Erdogan's overtures, but analysts say Ankara's influence over the two Syrian rebel forces fighting Damascus gives the Turkish leader new leverage. Murat Aslan is with the Seta Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, a Turkish pro-government think tank.
To find a solution, Turkey can easily stop both entities and start a process. Turkey does have this strength, and Assad is well aware of it. The Turkish intention politically is not to escalate in Syria and start a political diplomatic engagement with Assad regime and come to the terms of a normal state that all Syrians can safely, in an honored way, return their homes.
Analysts say Erdogan is looking for engagement with Assad to return many of the 4 million Syrian refugees in Turkey as Turkish public unease over their presence grows. Aydın Selcan is a former senior Turkish diplomat who served in the region and is now a foreign policy analyst for Turkey's Mediascope news portal.
According to the opinion polls here, yes, the Syrian refugees or the refugee question in general, including the Afghans and others, is a question, is an issue for any government. It would be a wonderful win to see these Syrians going back to Syria on their own will.
But Moscow has a lot to lose in Syria, been a key military backer of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad, who has granted Russia use of a key Syrian naval base. Zal Gazimov is a professor of history and a specialist on Russia at the University of Bonn.
For Moscow, it's of crucial importance that the personality of Assad remains in power. Russia would definitely use its military forces, its aerospace forces that can cause huge number of casualties among the Syrian civilians, which means a new wave of migrants towards Turkish eastern Anatolia.
With over a million Syrian refugees camped just across the Turkish border in the rebel-controlled Syrian Idlib province, analysts warn a new exodus into Turkey, which is already hosting over 4 million refugees, is a red line for Ankara. Murat Aslan of the pro-government Seta Foundation.
If they refresh their attacks on the captured areas by indiscriminate targeting, and they did it, as you may know, this morning, then expect further escalations in the region. And for sure, there is a line that Turkey will not remain as it is. I mean, if there is a development directly threatening interests or security of Turkey, Turkey will intervene. That's another reality.
The Syrian rebel offensive is also helping to secure another key goal of Ankara, making territorial gains against the US-backed forces of the YPG. Ankara accuses the YPG of having links to the PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state. Again, analyst Aydın Selcan.
That without a fight, without putting a fight, and without getting directly involved, they achieved one of their goals for YPG to pull back from the Turkish frontier towards the south. I think Ankara now is closer to that goal.
While the success of Syrian rebels could advance Ankara's goal in Syria, analysts warn the rebels' links to radical Islamist groups could harm Turkey. Hussein Baja is a professor of international relations at Ankara's Middle East Technical University.
The crashing down of Bashar al-Assad regime is not in the interest of Turkey because there will be chaos. Who is going to rule? What type of structure we are going to have there? Not Kurdish state, they are radicals. And another Daesh-style territory would be not in the interest of Turkey. In Turkish prisons, there are thousands of Daesh people.
Analysts say the Syrian rebels' successes are an opportunity for Ankara to secure vital security and diplomatic goals. But those successes also bring the risk of further instability on Turkey's border. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.